This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Former President Bill Clinton says Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero is the best candidate to be Michigan's next governor. Speaking to about 500 people at a Democratic campaign rally yesterday, Clinton warned voters about being misled by Republicans.
I'm telling you, folks, these other guys are playing you. I said, we can go down there. Those people in Michigan, they're mad, they're frustrated, they just want something new. Let's just serve up all this stuff, see if they laugh it up.
But with about a week to go before the November 2nd election, can the Clinton visit propel Bernero past his Republican challenger Rick Snyder, who's led in the race from the start? Pollster Bernie Porn tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning a Bernero comeback is not likely.
I think the chances are very slim. All of the tracking polls that we've been doing have shown that he is still trailing in the 20-point range.
Lansing lawmakers may have balanced the budget this year, but that was with help of federal dollars, something they can't count on in the future. State Senate Republican Ron Jelenic says next year's potential cuts remain unclear.
Will our economy have come back by a year from now so that we don't have to depend on that again? That's another question. But obviously for this year, it's going to be a big help.
And the Spartans football team ranked fifth in the country with an 8-0 record after beating Northwestern this weekend 35-27. President Bill Clinton coming to Detroit yesterday to campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virg Bernero. And while the former president's appearance is expected to be a boost, senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubik tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning the event may show why the Lansing mayor trails in the race.
Part of the problem, though, in Detroit is the turnout was pretty abysmal, 500 people. That was not a great showing. Clinton has been in Michigan before and has drawn larger crowds than that, and that may be symbolic of what's going on in Detroit.
Meanwhile, Snyder says his business experience will help him as governor, but Republican consultant John Truscott says it's not that simple.
You can't just from on high dictate, I want this passed. You have to go lobby for the votes. It's not like running a company at all. It's a completely different dynamic.
A new State Department of Community Health study showing that substance abuse treatment for people 50 and older in Michigan has nearly doubled in the past 10 years, with alcohol abuse remaining the top problem. Spokesman James McCurtis.
Alcohol is one of those type of substances that causes addiction, and it's been doing that for quite a long time.
The Spartans football team now ranked fifth in the country with a record of 8-0 following this weekend's win over Northwestern. MSU coach Mark D'Antonio says it's important to concentrate on each upcoming game.
I think that every football team, when you have a success, good things are going to happen. People are going to talk about it and everything. And all that's good as long as you stay focused.
With President Clinton's campaign stop in Michigan yesterday to support Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virg Bernero, the question remains, can the Lansing mayor overcome the double-digit lead Republican Rick Snyder has held in the polls from the beginning? Senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubik gives his assessment this morning to WILS's Tony Connolly.
Is that likely to happen? The odds are against it, but in politics, anything can happen. The key to this thing is Bernero has to find some way to get his people to the polls.
A new State Department of Community Health study shows substance abuse treatment for Michigan.
Meanwhile, Snyder says his business experience will help him as governor,
but Republican consultant John Truscott says it's hard to say exactly what's driving the increase in abuse and treatment.
It may be the economy that's causing it, with people trying to cope with, you know, losing their jobs at that age. 50 and older, it's hard to really start all over again. But that's really, you know, just a suspicion.
Besides job loss, there's now a concern over unemployment benefits. State officials say more than 140,000 Michigan workers will lose their jobless benefits between September and the end of November because they've reached the end of their 99 weeks. By the end of this coming April, that number could grow to 324,000. And the Spartans now ranked fifth in the country after beating Northwestern this weekend. The MSU football team now 8-0. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. State officials say more than 140,000 Michigan workers will lose jobless benefits between September and the end of November because they've reached the end of their 99 weeks. That's the maximum allowed under the law.